Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Welcome to Abstract Cafe, where ideas take shape, thoughts find depth, and every conversation explores the art of thinking beyond the obvious. I'm your host, Daniel Lucas, and our today's guest, she's an author, speaker, and holistic wellness expert who helps individuals and leaders thrive in mind, body, and purpose. Drawing from personal experience, leadership, and natural health, no other than Ms. Liz Watt.
Well, thank you for having me on today.
Welcome, welcome, Ms. Liz, once again to one of my podcasts. And can you please introduce more about yourself that I miss?
Yeah, I'm an author speaker. I do podcasting. I run the largest natural health conference in the West, basically, of the United States. And I'm all about educating and helping people. But, you know, we're going to be talking about books today. And I wrote a book called Becoming Me. And it took a lot to get to that. And when people look at my life and sit there and say, oh, look at how successful she is with just different things in my life, you know, it took a lot to get there. And one of these things was writing this book and being able to come to accept of the path that I had to grow on.
Indeed, Ms. Liz, here on Abstract Essay, we salute you, we celebrate you for being you and sharing your knowledge and wisdom to us, as well as to the world. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
So today, let's talk about becoming you, your reclaiming identity, worth, and voice, which is related to your book. You talk about losing your sense of identity without even realizing it. What did the slow unraveling look like in your own life, and what finally made you notice?
You know, I grew up differently. My book is called Becoming Me because I believe that every step that we are on is a chance for us to become a better version of who we are. And, you know, growing up, I didn't grow up in a normal circumstance, like a normal family, I guess you would say, because I grew up in a polygamous family and my dad had four wives. And so growing up in a neighborhood where there was just, you know, a single mom and a single dad, and we had a family that had four wives, it was a lot different. And there was a lot of different things of the way that I was treated just because of it's not a normal circumstances that you live in, and it's not accepted. And there's a lot of times where I was teased and mocked, and times where, you know, I couldn't play with the kids in the neighborhood. And just because I was different, but I had made a decision that I was going to try to hide that part of my life and not let people know. But, and so for years, I tried to do my best to hide that. But unfortunately, we are who we come from. And even though we try to run away from who we are, at the core, we can't run away from who we are, who we were created to be, and the circumstances that we're in, but we're there to learn from it. And as I got older and I got married and had kids and all that stuff, my body started to get sick because I just thought that that was the best way to do is just to run from it. But what happens is as we run from our life, it manifests.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Fests in us in different ways. And unfortunately, it manifested into my health and my body became sick and I was struggling with stress, anxiety. I had numb spots all over my body. I was dealing with a lot of health challenges that nobody could help me figure out what was going on. And it wasn't until like one day I just had this overwhelming feeling that came to me that said, I need you to learn a trait to help and serve others, but you first have to heal yourself. And as I just sat there, I thought about it, I'm like, I've been trying to heal myself for a long time. I've been going to, you know, holistic doctors. I've been going to regular doctors and I've been trying to work on things within me and nothing was healing me. And then, I realized, okay, there has to be a way for me to get healed. And I started to turn inwards and to try to think about, okay, you know, what is it, instead of like asking the doctors, what do I need? What is it that my body needs? And as I did that, I started to get thoughts and impressions of what I needed to do. And within 4 months, my body restored. But this isn't, you know, and it was quite a miracle that happened that my body was able to come back. But as I started to go on this path, I realized that it wasn't just my health that I was struggling with, but it was actually the emotional aspects of what I was dealing with in my life and trying to run away from my life for so long that it affected my health, but it also affected me emotionally. And I think that that's what we do a lot in our lives is that we try to run away from things that are placed before us. But if we learn to be able to work through the emotional aspects of it, then that is when we become free to be able to live our best life. And so Becoming Me is about this journey that I took of how to navigating this in my life, but realizing that some of these things that we go through are actually the greatest blessings that we will ever experience in our lives. If we look at it as a blessing, and it took a while to be able to get to that point, it took a while to be able to come to the learning and understanding that this life was created for me, and there might be hard things that are in it, but because of that, I'm a better person. And so what is this book about? It's about learning that some of the greatest tragedies in our lives are actually the greatest blessings we will ever be able to experience. And once I be able to grasp that my life actually is a blessing, and it might not look like somebody else's, but my life is a blessing, and that now it's like all of a sudden you open up and your gifts and your talents and you're able to be able to serve and bless so many other people is opened up. And now, you know, I run this large health conference where I'm like the face of this health conference, and I'm very well known in that industry. And I could not stand there before if I would not have worked through the emotional aspects of who I am and what I'm supposed to do in this life.
Well, congratulations, Miss. And tell us, Miss Liz, so many high-functioning people feel successful on paper but exhausted in real life. Why is that gap so common, and what's actually hiding inside it?
You know, when I talked about I had to get to a point where we look for external things throughout our life all the time. We're looking for external validation. We're looking for externally, you know, like just, you know, what is everybody else's opinion? And really what it comes down to is that we have a voice that's within us, and this voice is trying to talk to us. But often we drown out that voice. And when I got onto my path of healing, I had to become in tune with that voice. I had to become in tune with what my body is trying to tell me. And often what happens is we forget about that voice. And so what do? We have to get into a state, you know, I love to meditate. I love to be able to be in.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt-lined drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
The place where it's quiet and where I can just be in thoughts and contemplation. And the world is so busy that it tries to get in there and tell us everything. But if we strip that away and we get to a place of silence where we can actually feel that communication, it's like the doors open up to us and we start getting revelations for ourselves and things that we never even thought of. But we first have to make that choice. We can either choose to let the world tell us, or we can get to the point where we can find those answers within ourselves. And so what are we going to do? You know, that's where we have that choice. And at that moment, I had to make that choice. I had to come to a place of stillness and calmness. And it wasn't until then that I was able to finally start to heal the different parts in my body.
Very well said, Miss Lees. And tell us, burnout has become a buzzword, but you call it a signal rather than a failure. What is a burnout genuinely trying to tell someone who's willing to listen?
You know, I call burnout is one of the biggest things that takes the joy and just the best parts of our lives. Because with burnout, we lose our emotional aspect, our physical aspect, our, you know, mental aspects. And if we learn to, if we realize that we actually need all of these areas in our lives to be healthy, you know, I created a system called the Thrive Framework because we are meant to thrive. I believe that. But what is it that we do? What do we need to have? You know, I call this whole self leadership. But in order for us to have this whole self leadership, we have to learn how to thrive within it. And so, you know, T stands for team. We have to create a team around us. So many times we feel that we have to do everything by ourselves, but we can't. We were born here in tribes. We were born here to have people help us along our way. And if we think that we can do everything by ourselves, then we're kidding ourselves. We are born to have people help us along the way. So who is your team? Who's the team that you're going to set up around you to give you the strength that you need? H, harness our health. Our health is so important to us. What are we doing to be able to increase our health? We can only perform to what our health can allow us to. And when my body was sick and I wasn't doing very well, I couldn't serve people the way that I wanted to. I couldn't be the best mom. I couldn't be the best wife. I couldn't be the best, business owner. Why? Because your health is the thing that gets you there. It's the vehicle to be able to get you to be able to do whatever you want in your life. Our resilience, you know, our lives are going to beat us down, but what are we going to do to lift ourselves back up? You know, it's not about falling. There's so many times we're going to be falling, but it's, you know, how are we going to rise? And it's so important because the world will beat you down, but you have the ability to rise from that. I invest in our growth. One of the biggest things that we have is our minds. And if we, what are we doing in our times that are we just wasting our time away, or are we building ourselves up? Are we building our minds? We need to nurture our brains so that we can learn and grow. V, value people. There's people around us that if we value people, people will do anything for us. But we first have to get to the point where we are acknowledging other people and making other people feel like they are important. And then there's E for elevating our lives. It's about our perspective in our lives. And we have the ability to choose how we look at things. And if you look at my story, I had to elevate my thoughts. And, you know, I couldn't control the circumstances that I grew up in or the things around me, but I could choose differently in how I wanted to look at that. And so once I started to look at it, that it was a blessing instead of a curse in my life, I was finally able to excel. And so I look at this Thrive method that we have in our lives. You know, are we going to be able to bring our whole self to whatever we do? And that's where I think of whole self leadership. We have to bring our whole self. If we want to become the leader that we want, then we have to address every area in our lives. Otherwise, we will burn out. There's It's inevitable. We will burn out if we don't address every area of our lives and show up with every area.
Very well said, Ms. Lees. And there's a quiet grief that comes with realizing you don't know yourself outside of your roles and accomplishments. How do you help someone sit without immediately trying to fix it?
So, you know, there's a place where it comes from self-awareness. And really, it's when we are with people, we have the ability to increase them or decrease them. And what are we going to be to those other people? We are here to cheer people on. So many times we think that life is about a competition, and it's not. It's about the more you help people rise, then the more people around you will rise to those expectations too. And so it starts within us to realize that life isn't about a competition, that we are here to love, bless, and serve other people. And that the more you love, bless, and serve other people, then the more that they will feel the value within themselves to also rise. And so when I work with people, it's about helping them see their worth that they have inside of them, and that they are here to be able to do things in their life that nobody else is called to except for them. And it's working with that one-on-one person to help them realize that they were created for more, and that they just have to learn to believe in themselves and to realize that they also have something beautiful to be able to share with this world.
Indeed, beautiful, beautiful indeed. And Ms. Lees, what's one deeply held belief about success or productivity that you think is doing more harm than good, especially for driven, caring people?
So if we look at that, then most people believe that success is a status. But success actually comes from within. And it's how we choose to believe it. So often we think that it's the next raise, it's the next promotion, it's the next status. But really, success begins within us. And we have that ability to decide what that success means. And it's not about external. But it's realizing that your success is within you and that you are worthy to be able to do anything that you want in your life.
Interesting. Interesting. Ms. Liz, and to wrap up our discussion for today, through your work with Be Healthy Utah and connecting with thousands of people, what's the most common breakthrough you witness when someone finally decides to stop running on empty?
Oh, you know, when people start realizing that their health is important, mm-hmm. That their resilience is important, that they need to create a team around them. You know, when they start realizing, they start adopting these principles of what thrive actually means, you know, it happened with me. It happened. It's not just a principle that I teach, but it's a principle that I know. Once I started to do that, I finally had the energy that I needed to be able to have. I started to see the value within me that I can have around other people. I started to see that that my gifts and my talents that I have, then the experiences that I had, can actually come into be able to create something in the future for that will bless other people. Once I started to change my perspective of that my life isn't wasn't something that I didn't want, but it was actually something beautiful. Once I started to do that, then this is exactly what I see in other people's businesses too, is that they start to flourish and they start to break those things that are holding them back. They start writing those books. They start doing the podcasting. They start having the hard conversations with people. They start seeing that they're worth, that what they can do in this life can be far more than what they ever anticipated. And so once we incorporate all of these aspects, it's like we become unstoppable within our lives. And we start realizing that we can do and become more than we ever anticipated. And that's exactly what happened with me, is that once I started to see these things, these chains that we pulled on that are holding us back, once we start to remove those, then that is actually on our path of becoming the person that we were meant to be.
Indeed. Very well said, Ms. Lees. So can you please invite our listeners to support your book, Becoming Me, or anything you want to promote on Abstract Essay?
Yeah, you can go to my website at elizabethannwatt.com. You can find out more about me, about my book, about our conferences that we hold. You can find out more about my speaking. And if people want to have me come and speak on their stages, I would love that, to be able to come and share the messages that, you know, we are all meant to thrive in this life and that we have this choice. And what are we going to do about it? I would love to be able to connect with more people. And if you want to, you can find me at my website, elizabethannwatt.com. And I have some free resources on there about learning how to thrive more in our life so you can become the person that you were meant to be.
Yes, people, let's support Ms. Lees, because if you support her, she'll more and more empowering books like this to rise. I have one more question, Ms. Lees, before I will let you go. If you could leave every listener or viewers with one permission slip, one thing they allow to do differently starting right now, what would it be?
You have the ability to choose your life. That's what it is. You have the ability to choose. And you can choose to look at things in a negative light, or you can choose to look in a positive light. And it all starts.
Indeed. So amazing, Liz Watt. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Marika, people, see you soon. Well, looking forward for more episodes that we will do, Ms. Lee, please.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then. But Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $250 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.